Tom Cahill is in Ballinskellig, wrote a letter, interesting letter to this week's Kerrymen, where he called for a change in the law to name and shame the young thugs who misbehave. They are considered under the law to be minors and are entitled to special protection. In truth, they're minors who committed a major crime. They do not deserve special treatment. Tom Cahill's with me on the line. Tom, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
Now, you were referencing an incident. Did this happen on the canal in Dublin? Tell me what the incident was and why you think the law needs to be changed to punish those responsible.
Okay. It was along the canal in Dublin. A young woman on her own. I don't know what she was doing. Maybe just walking home or perhaps going to the shop. And two boys following her, set upon her, roughed her up, give her a good shake, and then they chucked her into the canal and left her there, perhaps to drown, and ran off. Well, she didn't drown. The guards rescued her, and she cooperated with the guards to identify and catch the two boys. Now, they can't be named because they're only young boys.
Yeah.
They did not commit a young boy's crime. And what I'm asking for is the legislation to be changed. They're brought under the protection of the Children's Act of 2001. Now, Jerry, that was almost two decades ago. The law is not fit for purpose anymore, because in 2001, children were children. Children are not young criminals. And now you're seeing this more and more and more, especially in the case of Boy A and Boy B, the most notorious one recently, where those boys, even after conviction and sentencing,
yeah, they were convicted.
Can't name
yeah,
their name.
They were convicted, and the evidence was the judge found the evidence was sufficient to find them guilty. He commissioned a pre-sentence probation report on the pair and got a victim impact statement from the victim. Here was a Chinese woman. She was challenging them when they had shouted racial slurs at her. But as you said, Tom, Section 93, the boys, you know, cannot be named. Section 93, the Children's Act states no report should be published or broadcast which reveals the name, address or school of any child concerned in the proceedings or include any details likely to lead to the identification of any child involved in the proceedings. You're saying that's all wrong.
It's all wrong because it doesn't apply anymore. You're treating these boys who chucked that poor woman into the canal the same as some stupid little boy who goes into the shop and tries to steal €5 worth of candy bars, also protected by the act. This act needs to be amended. Personally, I think it should be chucked, but it'll take a long time to chuck an act. It's easier to amend it if you can get the members of the DAO to get behind it and say, listen, this is right. We need to really...
Do you relate this to what happened in Cherry Orchard on Monday night with the car is being rammed, the majority, if not all of the people involved in that, probably under the age?
Those boys are particularly unafraid of the police. When I was that age, I saw a cop car coming, I was shaking my boots. That don't do that anymore because they have criminal minds at a very young age now. And, you know, they went ahead and put their goings on TikTok. Now, that wouldn't be the sharpest pencils in the box, would they?
They put it up on social media for the crack. Look what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. And their faces could be seen. Now, even if they do get apprehended as a result of that, they cannot be named because of the Children's Act of 2001, which I'm sure well-intended, but two decades ago, that's different.
Reflective of a different time, you say.
Can you imagine Boy A and Boy B happening 20 years ago? It would be unthinkable.
Yeah. Tom, can I ask you, look, what about the argument that, you know, they are minors? There's a reason why this was done, why this law is in place, to try and maybe perhaps give a bit of leeway to the fact that they are young. They haven't yet formed their full personalities and come to the realization that maybe I'm on the wrong road. Give them a chance, a second chance perhaps in life to grow into productive adults contributing to society rather than the other way.
I see that, Gary. And I'm telling you, they can get their second chance while they're on parole.
Mm.
This is not right to lump them all together. Some boys are just stupid. They do stupid things. Let's give them a second chance. and maybe we protect them under the Children's Act of 2001. But there should be an amendment that says, ah, look here, this crime was committed grievous bodily harm. This crime was committed using weaponry. You know, this was just not some boy, as I said before, stealing chocolate bars.
Okay. Do you think there would be an appetite for this, Tom, especially given after, you know, what happened in Cherry Orchard? Or is there a danger that this is a knee-jerk reaction because the scenes were so bad in Cherry Orchard?
Yeah, but it's
that
not,
people rush to try and change a law that has been in place for 20 years.
Well, there is always that. But this is not an isolated incident, Jerry. No, you look at the crime rate of teenagers rising over the course of 20 years, and I think you will agree, let's amend this. Let's splice this law. Let's not have everybody under the blanket of protection who does not deserve it.
Mm. And what do you say then, Tom, to the idea that, look, you know, there are other ways of tackling the problems of places like Cherry Orchard and other areas where there's a lot of antisocial behaviour, where there is no respect for the Gardaí, that you need more community guards, you need more services, you need more work with people on a social level to try and keep kids out of the grasp of the gangs and onto the better road earlier. If it's all punishment, you run the risk of repeating the cycle, that there will be sort of a demonos siege mentality between the youths in these areas and the if they see police as just enforcers rather than, you know, seeing some sort of support from the state.
It wasn't the police that had to turn violent. It was the young boys. So I don't really have any sympathy with that argument, because there are a lot of teenagers in the Republic of Ireland who don't get in trouble. My father told me one time, it's a whole lot easier to stay out of trouble than it is to get out of trouble.
Okay, a listener gets in touch. Totally agree with Tom. This is Catherine. Name and shame. Pink jumpsuit, supervised litter picking, dog poo picking. If parents are on welfare, etc., dock payments weekly. Give the victim a payment. These pups have no fear. We need to make them afraid to reoffend.
Yeah, some fear wouldn't go amiss.
At the moment, you feel there's no fear, and that's a big part of the problem.
Wow, look at that video. Did you see them?
I did.
Cheering on the oh God, it chills you to the bone to think you'd have to live in Cherry Orchard.
Yeah, yeah, it was shocking. There's no getting away from it. It was shocking.
So I say take restitutive measures and amend that law so that teenagers will be held accountable for that egregious type of behavior, and that you can still have the Children's Act in place protecting those whom it was meant to protect initially.
Okay. Do you think, though, there's a danger as well, Tom, just on the other side of it, that, you know, if you do name these, let's say the teenagers in Cherry Orchard, and there was raids in houses yesterday in connection with that incident on Monday night, that, you know, some of the people involved in this sort, that worst type of antisocial behaviour with no respect for the Gardaí, that they'd only be too happy to have their names up in lights. They'd see it as a badge of honour. Look at me, I'm in the media, I've been arrested.
Yeah, well, so give them that honour. Give them that honour. They will find out that there's not much honour in it.
Not much honour in going to jail, eventually, if that is the situation, or if that is what's decided by a court.
Yep.
Okay, Tom, listen, it's an interesting one. Thanks very much for talking to us, giving us your view on that. That's Tom Cal there in Ballinskelligs. Wrote that letter just on that situation in the canal in Dublin where the woman was thrown in by the gang of youths. They couldn't be named under the law that we certainly have at the moment. Tom saying, look, this is all wrong. There's no fear there. There's no fear of consequences. And that's why you're seeing incidents like this happen. And that's why we're seeing a lack of respect for the forces of law and order. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show, 0667123666. A couple of more of your comments before we get to that. Flow Gas Energy, I mentioned before the 10 o'clock news, there was a new energy supplier in Ireland, or another energy supplier in Ireland, putting up its prices. Flow Gas has announced its third price rise this year. Electricity bills up by 17%, gas bills up by 23% on October 26th. in relation to the Enable Ireland strike. A listener says, my 2.5-year-old son, who has Down syndrome, only got 3 physio sessions last year through St. Joseph's Foundation in Kerry. In no way do I blame the staff, but it's a lack of services that is the problem. Another listener gets in touch and says, in relation to your show on Monday, you spoke of items being taken from a grave in Ra graveyard. I would like for you to ask your listeners for advice on how best to approach the following situation. In Kilmiley graveyard, over the past year and a half, flower pots have been removed and destroyed, and artwork completed by grandchildren have also been removed from my father's grave. What is the best course of action to take in relation to this? Approach the parish and let them know, or is it a matter for the Gardaí? Is desecration of graves still a criminal offence? I find this extremely disturbing, how a person could do this to a graveyard. That is extremely disturbing indeed. Terrible for that to have happened. Flower pots being removed or destroyed, artwork by grandchildren be taken away. Terrible, terrible stuff. I'd be contacting the Gardaí. If any listeners have a view, have you had the same situation happen to you? How did you handle it? Maybe the council as well, if it's council run graveyard, which I think it is, contact them. But on Garda Síochána, I'd imagine theft is theft.